Gregor twisted around in the air, trying to position himself so he wouldn't land on boots when they hit the basement floor. But no impact came. Then he remembered the laundry room was in the basement, so what exactly had they fallen into? The wisps of vapor had thickened into a dense mist that generated a pale light. Gregor could see only a few feet in any direction. His fingers clawed desperately through the white stuff, looking for a handhold, but came up empty. He was plummeting downward so fast, his clothes ballooned around him. "Boots!" he hollered, and the sound bounced eerily back to him. "There must be sides to this thing," he thought. He called again, "Boots!" A bright giggle came from somewhere below him.
"Giggo! Go wee!"
said Boots. "She thinks she's on a big slide or something," thought Gregor. "At least she's not scared." He felt scared enough for the both of them. Whatever strange hole they had slipped into, it must have a bottom. There was only one way that this spinning through space could end. Time was passing. Gregor couldn't tell exactly how much, but too much to make sense. Surely there was a limit to how deep a hole could be. At some point, you'd have to run into water or rock or the Earth's platelets or something. It was all like this horrible dream he had sometimes. He'd be up high, somewhere he wasn't supposed to be, usually like the roof of his school. As he walked along the edge, the solid matter under his feet would suddenly give way, and down he'd go. Everything would disappear, but the sensation of falling, of the ground closing in on him, of terror. Then, just at the moment of impact, he'd jerk awake, soaked in sweat, heart pounding. A dream! I fell asleep in the laundry room, and this is the same old crazy dream, thought Gregor. Of course. What else could it be? Calmed by the notion that he was asleep, Gregor began to gauge his fall. He didn't own a wristwatch, but anybody could count seconds. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi. At 70 Mississippi, he gave up and began to feel panicky again. Even in a dream you had to land, didn't you? Just then, Gregor noticed the mist beginning to clear a little. He could make out the smooth, dark sides of a circular wall. He seemed to be falling down a large, dark tube. He felt an updraft rising from below him. The last wisps of vapor blew away, and Gregor lost speed. His clothes gently settled back on his body. Below him, he heard a small thump, and then the patter of Boots' sandals. A few minutes later, his own feet made contact with solid ground. He tried to get his bearings, not daring to move. Total darkness surrounded him. As his eyes adjusted, he became aware of a faint shaft of light off to his left. A happy squeak came from behind it.
"Bug! Big bug!"
Gregor ran toward the light. It leaked through a narrow crevice between two smooth walls of rock. He barely managed to squeeze himself through the opening. His sneaker caught on something, causing him to lose his balance. He tripped out from between the rock walls and landed on his hands and knees. When he raised his head, Gregor found himself looking into the face of the largest cockroach he'd ever seen. Now, his apartment complex had some big bugs. Mrs. Cormacy claimed a water bug the size of her hand had climbed our bathtub drain, and nobody doubted her. But the creature in front of Gregor rose at least 4 feet in the air. Granted, it was sitting on its back legs, a very unnatural-looking position for a cockroach, but still.
"Big bug!" cried Boots again,
and Gregor managed to close his mouth. He pushed back onto his knees, but he still had to tilt his head back to see the roach. It was holding some kind of torch.
Boots scampered over to Gregor and tugged on the neck of his shirt.
"Big bug," she insisted.
"Yes, I see, Boots. Big bug," said Gregor in a hushed voice, wrapping his arms tightly around her.
"Very big bug."
He tried hard to remember what cockroaches ate. Garbage, rotten food, people? He didn't think they ate people. Not the little ones, anyway. Maybe they wanted to eat people, but they kept getting stepped on first. At any rate, this wasn't a good time to find out.